4PXB.
4PXB, KB4CBA. What are you doing out running around here in the middle of the morning, Lloyd?
Dropped off a laptop for open fields, picked one up that the BitLocker got locked in it, and so trying to recover it so the user doesn't lose anything by having to reformat the drive.
Well, good luck with that. Oh, me. I'm in my favorite coffee place here. I'm getting ready to place an order.
Do you drink your coffee, you know, just standard, or do you have it all flavored and changed around?
Stand by just a minute. KB4CBA. All right, I get a brevi latte, so I get a grande, so it's like a double shot of espresso, and then they put half and half in it, and some Splenda, and just sweeten it up a little bit, and it's pretty good.
That's good. All right, I'm now back at the office location, so I was just going to see who was out and about. So I'll definitely talk to you with another time. It's KO4PXB.
Work too hard, and we'll talk to you later. KO4PXB, KB4CBA Mobile.
Pum, pum, pum. Dave's on the road again. This is N0TR, public service message.
Message that I'm on the road again, or what?
With what little memory I've got, pan, 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 P-A-N, is just below a mayday. To let everybody know that there's a driver out there with less than excessive talents.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess I can accept that. I mean, it could be worse. It could be you out there.
It could be a mayday. It's the next level up. Good morning, Dave. Oh, I just been doing a few things, cleaning the icebox downstairs some, and getting ready to go down and address a problem that I created myself last night with my amplifier. I went out and looked at the satellite, like Kendra on Channel 21 said, and I did get a glimpse of it, although it was cloudy, and ISS station. And then when I come in, there was a station on CW I heard. I thought, well, I'll work him, and I flipped the amplifier on, and I left one switch in the wrong position. So I have to figure out how to reset that. I've never done that. And I think I've had that thing since 2016 or 2018. And the book doesn't say whether to move this jumper when it's alive or when it's dead or what on this little box that controls it, the data from the radio to the amp. So I may have to call them pretty quick.
Alrighty. Well, good luck with that. Just got through playing some tennis, and I'm headed to the house. And I got another game scheduled at 6 o'clock tonight, and nothing happens.
It seems like my major problem is, I don't know, MFJ said that they keep the repair business going for quite a while, but I don't know how long that is, and they was to close down this month real quick like. And that Ameritron, you might as well say it's MFJ. I've never had but one other problem with it in about 8 years, and it didn't cost me anything to fix. But, I'm getting getting old and skittish about messing with that stuff. Well, I wouldn't think you'd want to get caffeined up right after having a match. It's not good for your ticker, I wouldn't think.
No, mine's doing good, so, you know, I'll drink the caffeine while I can.
You know, in all these movies I've seen, a time bomb goes tick, 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 kind of like your heart. So keep a close eye on it there. I still drink coffee, and I still drink caffeinated, and I ain't about to give it up.
Yeah, me either. That's the only thing I drink that's, got caffeine in it. The rest of the time I drink, water usually. So anyway. I was just reading the name on that truck there, the bakery. I can't even repeat that over the air. Good Lord, where'd they get that name? Anyway, I'm just cruising down Wade Hampton here, headed back to the house.
Well, that's my choice of drug is caffeine. Now, I don't drink these energy drinks and all that like the kids do. I just drink whatever coffee Bernice makes. And when the kids come down from Michigan, that ain't coffee, Dad. You don't make it strong enough. And their coffee can walk away on its own. We don't do that. So I don't think it's hurting me that much. I drink a cup when I get up. Usually have an oatmeal cookie that she's made. And then one while I eat my breakfast, which I just had Rice Krispies with bananas and fresh peaches in it. Boy, the fresh peaches have been really running good, Dave. I don't know if you eat peaches or not, but I know it's got Mother Nature's sugar in it, but oh, those things are tremendous. Bernice is outside working. I've been working inside. And I'm going to head down to the basement and start looking at that problem, I guess. I'd rather be outside.
Well, it's not too bad out. It's 81, but the humidity's not bad at all. You know, and I didn't even break a sweat playing tennis. So, and we played hard. We played two sets. So, a little over an hour and a half. So, anyway.
What's a set, Dave? It's been years since I ever played any tennis, and you had like love 15, love 20, love 30, and then something else. Is that a set, or you got to play so many of those?
Well, a set is six games, and at least, and I mean, you can play as many as 12 if you're tied. It can be six all, so that'd be 12 games. So, and then you have to play a tiebreaker, a 7-point tiebreaker to see who wins the set, and then. If you tie again, let's see, you have to play another 7-point tiebreaker, and then you play a 10-point tiebreaker to see who wins the match if the other person, other team wins the tiebreaker the second time. I don't know if that makes any sense. If one wins one the first time and the other wins one the second time. Anyway, so, you start off love, and then whoever gets the point, whoever's serving, you call their point out first, and then receiving team, you call out their point. So, but it goes from Love to 15 to 30 to 40, and then there's, if the server gets the next point, it's add in, and if they lose the next point, it's add out. And aren't you glad you asked? And then whoever wins, if it's add out and they win the next point, then they win the game.
Well, I'm never going to ask you what time it is, because you'll probably tell me how to fix your watch internally. Yeah, that's a little over. It's about like chess. Checkers is more my line. I haven't played chess in 20, 30, 40 years either. Oh, well, I guess I'm just a dud there, Dave, when it comes to sports. But I think it's great that you're able to play. Well, I was staring out the front window here. My neighbor across the street's got a beautiful set of dandelions, and they're all at least 12 inches high. I hope they stay over there and don't migrate to our side. And then the ones over to the right side where Dave Watson used to live, it's just unbelievable. They just don't care. And they let theirs go. And then all summer long, they have big mounds of fire ants out there. I worry about her getting out there and cutting the grass, because her brother won't. He's got allergies. And hitting one of those mounds and kicking those fire ants up on her, because she always wears shorts. And, Bernice got bit by them suckers one year out in the garden. And they are not funny at all. That's something we did not have to contend with up in Kansas. This is Andrew LTR.
KB4CBA. Yeah, you know, it's funny, because when I was growing up, we didn't have them here either. Just down the coast. But somehow they made the way up here, and we have them in our yard occasionally in the summer. We'll have a mound or two. But, you know, you can buy this stuff. It's granulated stuff. Well, I get it at Lowe's, I think, but and just pour around the perimeter of the mound, and you don't want to pour it on the mound, because they'll come out, and when they come out like they do, they're angry and they won't eat. So you pour it around the perimeter, and when they come out to eat, they'll eat it, and they'll take it back in to the nest, and it'll kill the rest of them. So that's how you get rid of them.
I got two different kinds downstairs, and Ampro's the one that seems to work the best for me. But I like to tick them off. I always take her mama's hoe, which is wore out down to about 2 inches wide, and we've had it for many years. And scratch the mound a little bit, and they all get ticked off and come out, and then I pour that stuff on them. I guess I'm doing it the wrong way. I remember K4SUG telling the guy one time, well, the guy was telling him that the way to get rid of them is he takes a big stick, like a mop or something, and drives it down in the mound, and Ray told him, said, yeah, wait till they start coming up that stick after you. And he says, you'll regret that. My daughter used to own Lawn Doctor Gear years ago when she got laid off in GE for a few months. And she said the difference between a sweet ant and a fire ant is if you stick a stick down there by the mound, they'll climb right up the stick after you. Whereas a sweet ant will just ignore it. And they might get alarmed, but they won't come after you. And, you know, I found that to be very true, Dave.
That's how I figure out, you know, if I come across a mound, I just get me a stick and just stir the top of it just a little bit. Just, you don't have to do much. And if they come out by the hundreds, immediately you know it's fire ants. And if they just kind of, you know, lackadaisical, I don't even know what the word is, but if they just kind of, you know, come out, you know, one by one slowly, then you know it's not fire ants. So anyway, that's the way I do it. But, and unless the mounds are real big, if they're not fire ants, I just leave it alone. But anyway, well, I'm going to run in CVS here a minute. I'll be back. But, it's good to talk to you and, go out there and help Bernice. We'll talk to you later. N0TRKB4CPA, clear after yours.
Okay, Dave. Well, I'm scared of doing what she's doing. She's pulling weeds, and I'm afraid it's liable to be contagious. Because there's so many weeds out there, and they never quit. Anyway, she got some beautiful roses blooming out there. That's about the best thing that grows down here. Take care, and I got to get to work. KB4CBA and 0TR73s, and I'm clear.